five run of 2017.
Number four.
The locals weren't used to this. Their Steelers had all but run up the white flag against the Jags on a day that saw their quarterback come apart at the seams.
Thrown here and intercepted by Tashaun Gibson. Five interceptions for Roethlisberger today.
Rookie Leonard Fournette had already taken the Steelers' will when he led a 13-play drive that saw him and Chris Ivory carry the ball 12 times, grinding out 67 yards, eating more than 8 minutes off the game clock, and finishing with a 14-point lead. The Steelers were hoping to just let this game end. Fournette wasn't content with a first down, which would have done just that.
Third and two, Jags from their own 10-yard line. They give to Fournette. He's into the open field. He is into the open field in the Steeler territory. Watch this. Are you kidding me? Touchdown. Leonard Fournette just went 90 yards. Touchdown, Jacksonville. There's the icing on the cake as they lay it to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Wow.
It was wild block, man. I noticed the safety, blitz then, and when AJ pulled, nobody was there. You know, Coach Jody kept saying, fall down, but I just kept running. So, one of my longest runs thus far, and it was great.
The rest of the league already had a taste of what Fournette could do, but 181 yards against the Steelers in Pittsburgh could officially be called the moment when he arrived. Jeff Lagerman has another look.
Leonard Fournette's 90-yarder at Pittsburgh. Two great blocks. Mercedes and A.J. Can. Let's take a look. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are essentially in a goal line defense. And look at the block that Mercedes gets against outside linebacker rookie phenom T.J. Watt. Drives him down to the inside. And that allows a kickout block on the safety by A.J. Can. And Fournette runs right between those two blocks and is gone. Count them. 90 for the touchdown.